Increasing Infection Prevention with Interactive Education, a conversation with Natasha Dickinson of Vivin Health. This webinar included a visual PowerPoint and online demonstration. To view a video recording, visit the link in the description of this podcast.
Good afternoon and welcome to our series of webinars focused on bringing you information about COVID-19 related topics. The information in these weekly webinars is geared toward long-term care and skilled nursing facilities, but we encourage everyone who is interested to attend. And this week, we have also invited our community partners to join us. My name is Kathy Caudill. I'm a communications specialist with Quality Insights. Today's topic is increasing infection prevention with interactive education. Natasha Dickinson of Vivin Health joins us today to demonstrate their virtual learning platform, which is free to Quality Insights partners and beneficiaries in Pennsylvania and West Virginia. And now I'd like to introduce our guest today, Natasha Dickinson. Natasha has been in the nursing field for almost 15 years, working in medical surgical areas, oncology, care management, travel nursing, and senior care. As a family nurse practitioner, her primary work has been with the geriatric population, focusing on health promotion and disease prevention. Natasha is the Director of Clinical Affairs at Vivin Health. Her primary role is acting as a liaison and implementation specialist between Vivin Health and participating organizations, as well as leading all community initiatives. Natasha, thank you for joining us today.
Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to introduce our unique education platform to all of you. And as Catherine said, please feel free to ask questions throughout the presentation. So we'll go ahead and get right to it. So first, a little bit about Vivin Health. Vivin Health is a nurse-founded, nurse-led education company. We specialize in interactive education that is different from the traditional passive education individuals are used to. So we are big on the fact that learners learn best by doing. We have various education topics that we currently offer our organizations, such as infection prevention, vaccinations, and chronic disease. We're currently providing education to over 10 states, and we are very excited to be a part of the West Virginia and Pennsylvania initiative as well. So as I mentioned before, our education is very unique. Mentioned before, my background is nursing. And as a nurse, I've been through countless in-services and education modules where I have to go through things. And let's just be honest, a lot of times you just click, 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 or you press play, you walk away, you come back. With our education, you're not able to do that. With our education, it makes the learner actively participate and engage in the learning that they're being presented with. So everything with our program is accessible through a QR code or a website link. This makes it very easy to be able to utilize education anywhere, any place, anytime. So with a simple QR code, scan of a QR code, they're able to go directly into the program and see the program. In addition to this, with that unique QR code, we are also able to track user participation. So every Monday, nursing leaders or organization leaders are able to get a printout of who has used the program, how far they've gotten into it, and that is sent directly through email. Now with this type of education, it's not only just fun and interactive, it's actually scientifically proven to be more effective. And at the end of the day, it helps result in behavior change. Whenever you are educating someone, that's what you want. You want them to actually adhere to the behavior that's being presented to them. So this program is completely free to you, offered by Quality Insights. We provide education not only to the nursing facilities, but to the public as well, so community organizations. We want to help empower everyone, residents, family, staff, healthcare professionals, community members with infection prevention practices and information on vaccinations that not only is maybe old information, but it's just presented in a different way. So our goal is to increase vaccination rates and reduce infections, not only at the facilities, but in the public as well. So we'll be providing you all with two of our most popular programs, which is the Infection Prevention Program and the Combined Vaccination Program. The Infection Prevention Program is CMS certified, so it will go toward the 12-hour requirement for nursing facilities. And the Combined Vaccine Program provides information on not only COVID, also RSV, influenza, and pneumococcal vaccine. One beauty of our product is it is available in multiple languages, and learners are able to change that language on their own by just a simple click within the program. If there is a language that's not available that you would need, all you have to do is just let us know, and we will do our best to get that language available to you. And I also like to mention that everything that we do as far as words is at a fourth grade reading level. And we do that just so it's easy for everyone to comprehend. And as I mentioned before, the Infection Prevention Program is CMS approved. It only takes about 25 minutes to complete the program, which is attractive to a lot of nursing staff, especially just because you can get it done quickly. And it's also great in the community aspect because community members are able to quickly achieve the education, but not take up much of their time. With the combined program, we do up-to-date information. We already have information on the updated recommendations on the COVID vaccine for individuals 65 and up for the new vaccine. And we try to just engage learners of all ages. I have a five-year-old. One day he was sick from school. So I had him go through some of the infection prevention modules, and he had fun with it, and he was able to do it with no problem. So it just goes to show that this is very, very easy to use, regardless of age. And the beauty of it is it's just a turnkey implementation for education. I like to say that we are able to provide a comprehensive education on different topics, but just in a bite-sized format. Okay, so I just want to kind of walk through and show you all how the interactivity goes. So this right here is our infection prevention program. As you'll see, there are different components. There's an employee edition for at home, at work, and there's also a resident or community edition. Each edition is specific to that individual. So we don't use the same language for employees or healthcare professionals as we would for a resident or a community member. For the nursing facilities who are using this program to help with that CMS certification requirement, to get that, you do have to have your staff members take both programs. So that is the home edition and the work edition. And that's to get that requirement met. We did this because what we have found is a lot of times whenever people leave work or leave their facility, leave their job of any type, they let their guards down. So, you know, at work, you may be good about using your hand sanitizer, washing your hands, wiping down, you know, the phone, things like that. Whenever you get home in the public, at the gas station or the grocery store, those good practices kind of, you know, go out the door. So we kind of just want to reiterate the importance of being safe, not only at work, but also at home too. So I'm just going to kind of walk through here and show you how our interactivity works. So this is the addition for in the community at home. So like I said, it just kind of takes you through different scenarios of when you're in the community. So whether it be when you're at home in the kitchen, at a restaurant, at a grocery store, in a cafeteria. I'll just show you briefly here. We'll do the grocery store. And I like to mention that nothing we teach is rocket science. It's nothing that you already don't know. We're just presenting it in a different way. And by having a person actually do, it helps with them making that behavior change in real life. So as you can see, there are minimum words with our program. We're more about doing rather than, you know, reading and that nature. So It's more about the interactivity part. So we try to keep things as realistic as possible. So for instance, on this one, you're going to have to grab the wipe when you're at the grocery store. And what do you, where's the germs going to be located mostly? On those handlebars. Now, what you see here is not a video. This is actually me trying to find those germs and wiping them away. And if you can notice, this happens pretty quickly, the modules, which kind of shows the effectiveness of the quickness of our program. We do go a step forward. So after you pay for your groceries and everything, then what do? You need to wash your hands. So once again, the learner has to do this. It can be done with your cell phone, your tablet, or your computer. And you'll see washing hands kind of throughout the program, just because that's a topic that everybody still is, it's a work in progress. People are still working on. And then I also just want to kind of walk you through for the nursing facilities, especially what the work edition would look like. Now, once again, we're not teaching anything brand new. We're presenting it in a different way. Now, with the work edition, we're not only trying to keep the staff members safe, but we also want to safeguard the family members, the residents. So by teaching various topics, we're trying to keep everybody's health and safety at bay. So I'll just show you here an example of PPE. Now, we do use a learning technique called discovery learning. Now, with the idea of discovery learning, someone who has no idea about something, so for instance, has never put on PPE before or has no idea what it even is, by doing a discovery learning module in our program, they are able to grasp a basic idea on how to do that. So I'm just going to show you here with the PPE. So for instance, if you try to put on something in the incorrect order, it's going to stop you and make you do the right order first. And you have to find that right order. What you're seeing here is not a video, like I said before. It is me actually moving my mouse to place everything in the right area. Like I said, words are kept to a minimum. And by doing this, like I said, from our feedback we've had, people just think it's fun. It's different. They're getting the message, but in a fun and interactive way. So if you remove something in the wrong order, it's going to stop you. And we just try to make things as realistic as possible. Now, sometimes people ask me, well, is this program for anybody in particular? Is it just for people in the clinical world? No, it's not. It's for everybody. It's for, people in dietary, it's for people in environmental services, it's for nurses, it's for grandmas, it's for aunts, uncles, it's for anybody. Our whole premise and purpose is to try to keep everybody safe and safeguard them. And it takes a village, to really make a difference. I'll show you another case here. And then we will be sending you all links so you can kind of look at the program in detail yourself and get started. So we'll do here the importance of oral hygiene. Now, I know we all know it's important to brush teeth and clean dentures, but this really does make a huge difference in preventing aspiration pneumonia in individuals. So this module here just kind of reinforces the idea of that oral hygiene. And reminding people, not only do you have to brush the teeth, but brush all parts of dentures. And once again, this is me moving my mouse. So it's kind of like a game. And that's what people really enjoy is a gamified version of learning. We do try to make it as realistic as possible. So you'll have to put the dentures in a cup and just like that. And that just shows also how quick the modules are. So it does not take too much time for individuals to complete. Any questions on that part? So by now I have showed you all how easy it is to do the program. Now I just want to show you how easy it is to actually implement. So basically we have already did all the work for you. So this is easy peasy to implement. So we will be sending you all a program flyer and a website link via email. We'll even start sharing it today with this webinar. All you do is simply distribute the program flyer or the website link. It will have a QR code and that website link on it. You just pass it out to individuals, whether it be staff members, family members, community members. You can leave it at, for community members or community organizations, you can leave it at, you know, the front desk. You can put it on bulletin boards. There's no specific way to get the program out. Basically, all you have to do is just distribute it and get that QR code in the learner's hands. From there, they are able to scan the QR code, click the link, they register, and they complete the program. It's that simple. It doesn't take much effort on the implementer's side at all. It's just basically printing off that flyer and giving it to the individual. So if you all have your cell phones handy, we can just kind of walk through and practice how it works. So if you are part of a nursing facility, you'll click this QR code over here. If you're part of a community organization, you can click this or scan this QR code over here. So I'll leave this up for a couple seconds for you all to scan, just so you can kind of get an idea of how easy it is to log in and just to register. And so once you register on the nursing facility side, you will get a sign in like this. You have to type in your facility name, your phone number, and your first name and email. If you're part of the community side, you'll type in just simply your region, Pennsylvania or West Virginia. And you'll also put in your phone number, your first name, last name, and email. That's it to register. And I always like to point out that we do not use your information for anything other than this program. So we won't be, you know, we won't share your information with anybody. It's literally just used to kind of keep track on usage. And if you would have a problem or a technical issue, we're able to pinpoint who you are to get the problem fixed.
Natasha, we had a good question. Someone asked, what if our facility does not show up in the list?
That's totally fine. Just let me know and we'll add it on. Yep. The beauty of our software is it can be changed at any time. So if your facility is not showing, you can either email me or put it in the chat or let Catherine know and I'll get it added on as soon as this webinar is over. Thank you though for the question.
Someone else asked, not all employees have an email. What would the solution be? I would say, first off, you could probably use your personal email if you wanted to. Now, if you're saying that you don't have internet access, that you don't have, that you wouldn't be able to access us through email, we might be able to provide you with our contact information at Quality Insights.
Yep. And honestly, it's all for reporting issues. So your email address, although it's important, but it doesn't have to be like a real email address. We're not emailing you anything. This is just for, like I said, just for reporting purposes. And then as far as the internet, now the internet you do have to have, of course, just because this is a virtual program. So, and then step four is we do send weekly reports out to every facility that is registered. Now this part, we do have to have a working email because we will be sending out reports just so you can keep track of who's using the program. And this is very important also in the fact of that CMS requirement certification, just showing that you can easily pinpoint who has completed the program and registered. This gets sent automatically every Monday to your email. And then last but not least, every participant who completes the program also gets a certificate. And that's just showing that they've completed the program. Now, what facilities have done in the past is they have the participant either print or email their nursing staff for that, and they keep it in their personnel file. And it just shows, that you guys have been proactive with infection prevention. Now, on the community side, this is just something that we offer everyone. And it just kind of shows a sense of completion. It doesn't matter how old you are or what the certificate's for. Everybody feels good whenever they get something that says that you've completed something. So this is just kind of positive reinforcement for individuals for, going through the program and participating. So what's next? As I mentioned before, we will be sending you all pre-made flyers with the QR code on it and website link. All you have to do is print off those flyers, hand them out, and get started. It's as simple as that. For nursing facilities who are going to be implementing the program in their facility, from experience, the best way to get your staff on board is just offer it in service. Quick in service, just explain the program, explain what to do, explain the importance of it, and what they can are getting out of it. Pass out the flyers at that time of the in service. Have everyone scan the QR code at that time. And like we said, that this is very easily accessible at any time. So they can kind of complete it at their own time or whenever is good for you all. But from experience, that's the best way to get it out to your staff members. And if you have any questions, you can feel free to jot down my name and email, my phone number. You can contact me at any time, and I would be more than happy to assist you. We are very, very quick with our responses. And if you have any other questions, you just let me know.
So we have a question about the reports. It says, I'm wondering how we can see who the weekly report will be sent to. I'm not the admin D or DON of our long-term care facilities, but as the IP, I'm responsible for their infection control education and training. So I need to know who is utilizing the information as well. So would we be able to share those reports with them?
Of course, of course. Yep. So we automatically, Quality Insights has been amazing, and they've already provided us with information for the nursing leaders. However, for infection preventionists or anybody else who wants to be a part of that report, once again, just let me know and we can add you.
All right, thank you. Somebody did ask if you could show the QR code again.
Yep. And then I also just want to, say once again that this is just an additional resource to what you already have. Of course, there's one, not one size or one thing that's going to fix all your infection prevention needs or your vaccination needs. We are just an extra resource to, to add to your tool, because it takes lots of different resources from various areas to really make that impact. And like I said, with the vaccination program, we do update that. Basically, we look on recommendations on a weekly basis. So if anything would change, we try to update it right away. If there's something on there that you have a question about or anything like that, you just let us know. We are more than happy to help. And another thing I didn't mention too was another way to kind of get the word out is also through social media with community organizations, especially. So even if you post the flyer on your social media page, that's another great way to get the word out and introduce it to the community as well.
Okay, I think that is it for questions. In that case, Natasha, is there anything else you'd like to add before we close for today?
I think that's it. I just want to thank you all once again for allowing me to present our unique education platform. I am very excited to be working with all of you, and I hope that our program can bring value to your facilities and your organizations. At the end of the day, I think we all have the same agenda. We just want to help people prevent infections and get vaccinated. So thank you all. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. In that case, I will go ahead and wrap us up. Natasha, I'd like to thank you for joining us today for that great presentation. And I'd like to thank all of you for joining us and hope to see some of you back here next week.
Thank you.
If you would like to contact Natasha Dickinson, you can reach her at n.dickinson@vivinhealth.com. That's n.dickinson@vivinhealth.com. You can check out our other interviews at qualityinsights.org/QIN/multimedia.